This is Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The Mindful is an experimental rock trio based in Sacramento. Guitarist Brett Vaughn writes the music and lyrics. He's joined by Dominique Salazar-Turner on bass and Alan Gamboa on drums. Their new album is called Full Blown Gallery, and it draws inspiration from a mix of jazz, progressive rock, and heavy metal influences. The Mindful sat down with Insight producer Cody Drabble to talk about putting the band together and recording this debut record.
First started writing the music when I was going to Berklee College of Music, and that was like in 2011 through 2013. So that was kind of the formative songwriting period for this band or for this project. I knew that this was ultimately going to be in some kind of project that was going to encapsulate everything that I was into, but I wasn't able to start The Mindful until 2016 when I finally was ready to kind of move forward with the music.
How did you arrive on the band name, The Mindful?
You know what? I wish I could distinctly remember. I think it was just part of a brainstorming session, and I was just writing stuff down on paper. I had it in my back pocket for maybe a year, and I looked it up, and it was very available. So that was an important thing, too. It's hard to find one-word names anymore that aren't used.
Were there any abandoned band names that you didn't go with?
There were a lot of them.
Any memorable ones?
I did Von Clouds. That was one name I was using for a minute.
Did you guys know this?
No. No.
It was before Berklee.
So, Alan, tell me about when you first got connected with Brett and started making music together.
It was about maybe like a year and a half after the band had been together, right?
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time on the music scene and mutual friends and stuff. We linked up at a jam session, an open jam session. After a while, we just started playing together, just the two of us, and worked on that material for like 4 or 5 months. Just the two of us, just drums and guitar.
Is working on Brett's music kind of a musical workout?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's definitely one of the more complicated projects I've been a part of, you know?
And Dom, when did you join the trio?
I joined about a year and a half ago. I filled in playing one show. A couple months after that, I started playing with the band full time. It's been going good since then.
Before we listen to it, tell me a little bit about the song Sea of Stars.
Sea of Stars started as a poem, actually. It was all just words coming from more of a philosophical standpoint about trying to remind yourself of the bigger picture of our place kind of in the universe, because we all get really bogged down by the day-to-day mundane stuff. Started as a poem of just kind of talking about the wonder of existence, you know, and how amazing it is to kind of be alive. I tried to write music that paired with those words.
Let's hear it. This is Sea of Stars by The Mindful. That was Sea of Stars by The Mindful. Dom, in your part, you're not just hitting the typical bass player part where it's just roots and fifths all over the place. What are you thinking about when you're putting your part together for a song like Sea of Stars?
Most of the music is written, actually handwritten by Brett. The charts he gives me are handwritten. Then there's also a lot of space to improvise. And so when it comes to creating a part, I try to be in line with the established groove while also trying to outline the harmony in interesting, not in a way that is too much to hear, too much to listen to. it's about trying to make it all sound good by, as a bass player, trying to like provide the harmonic glue to the music.
We can't air the entire song because every track on this record is between 8 and 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it safe to say you guys are a jam band?
I don't really utilize that term.
You don't like that label.
It's not safe.
Well, what's a safe label?
I usually go with experimental rock because I'm definitely have been influenced by bands like The Dead or the Allman Brothers, who would be characterized as jam bands. But I feel like the jam band term usually goes with groups that their aesthetic is just so different from ours. And we have a lot of songs that aren't based on jams, too. We have songs that don't have any improv at all. So it's just not really the way that I think about our music.
I'm talking with The Mindful, Brett Vaughn on guitar, Alan Gamboa on drums, and Dom Salazar-Turner on bass. Their debut record is Full Blown Gallery. Tell me about the name of the record, Full Blown Gallery.
Full Blown Gallery is kind of like an inside joke with me and my friends, but basically the way it started was from this, you know, ridiculous like rapping session that we were all just like going back and forth, just rap, like improvising rap lines. And I came up with, because I'm slumming Dr. Sluice at the Full Blown Gallery. And that all gave us...
You guys did a really good job of keeping a straight face when you said that.
That all gave us quite a laugh. But then after a certain point, we were seeing concerts and that term Full Blown Gallery kept coming up. Like, we would see this mind-blowing concert and be like looking at each other with serious eyes, Full Blown Gallery. And so that term kind of took on a meaning. And so when it came time to record this album and sort of show what we were about, what we can do, the breadth of our style, I felt like it was an appropriate term for the diversity that we have on the album.
So Full Blown Gallery is the thing that you're reaching for. That's a musical experience that you're trying to deliver and you yourself have experienced.
Absolutely.
I want to get to one of your instrumental jams. Let's talk a little bit about Slumple Stiltskin.
You know, it's a song where we just kind of get to go for it, just get mean, get aggressive, and just try to heighten the energy as much as we can.
What do you guys think about this song? When you're about to play it, what do you get into the mindset for?
Just be ready for anything, because it can go up, it can go down, it can go sideways, it can go diagonal, it can go every way.
I just like to keep it real funky, but real mean in the later section. You know, just like you said, be ready for anything. It can go in any direction, depending on how we're feeling that day.
Oh yeah.
All right, this is a piece of Slumple Stiltskin by The Mindful. So you're moving across a couple of music genres just in that one clip of that song. Tell me about where you guys think you fit in to the music world. If you could open for any band on any tour,
ooh boy,
would you go play jazz clubs with a jazz band? Would you go play with a metal band? Like, where do you fit?
Man, I don't know if I have really a good answer to that. I would love to open up for like a band like Radiohead. But I'd also love to play at like Yoshi's in Oakland on that stage, you know, for people that are like really paying close attention, yeah. You know. And again, that goes back to why I started the band, was to kind of satisfy both those seemingly disparate hemispheres, if you will. You know, the like more songwriter based thing and then also the improv instrumental world. I wanted a band that could do both. So my answer would be open for both of those, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like if Bill Frisell started listening to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And was just trying to mix it all together.
All right. Don't inflate my ego too much.
I think we have a little bit of time. We have to wrap things up in a moment, but I want to send us out on one last track. Can you tell us a little bit about the last track on the record, Minds Made Up?
It started out as a straightforward, just kind of folk ballad about like, you know, very relatable topic of just like heartbreak. But it's more vague than that. It's not like a specific love song. It's more about just sort of, you know, sort of the heartbreak that we go through throughout the process of life. And I just wanted a song that just sort of, you know, reached out to people and gave them a little bit of compassion and encouragement. And that's really what the energy of the song is about, or the spirit of the song.
Thanks for sharing the new album with us on Insight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And as I promised, we'll wrap this up with a bit of Minds Made Up.
My mind's made up, but my heart's confused. One won't shut up, and the other's abused.
That's The Mindful, speaking with Insight producer Cody Drabble. Brett Vaughn plays guitar and sings, Alan Gamboa keeps the beat on drums, and Dominique Salazar-Turner plays bass. There's a longer version of that interview with more music and their debut record, Full Blown Gallery, and some upcoming show information at capradio.org. And that's Insight Music for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.